a big lead. Your tax dollars at work.
I've told you from the very beginning, from the first day we covered the story, and we have covered it extensively here on the Dory Monson Show, of supposed Nigerian scammers who took $650 million from the taxpayers of Washington. We know what's transpired since then. Susie Levine didn't report this to the FBI for 3 weeks. I just wonder what kind of cover-up was going on in those 3 weeks. And then the state auditor wanted to look into it. And Susie Levine's agency, no doubt with the support of Governor Jay Inslee, stonewalled the auditor for months, refused public disclosure requests from major media outlets. And now, after Susie Levine gets a huge promotion to the Biden administration, we find out the auditor has released its report on ESD, and they now believe more than $1 billion was stolen from the people of our state. Significant because unemployment taxes are skyrocketing for businesses. At a time when business can least afford that, you are paying for either the inability to manage this criminal operation or to prevent the criminal operation, or if there was graft and corruption from within, I don't know. But somebody who's been looking into this is State Senator Jeff Wilson, who joins us live here on the Dory Monson Show. Senator, good to talk to you this afternoon.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and thanks for having me on today.
Absolutely. Okay, so now that we know that it was actually more than $1 billion apparently taken from ESD, what does this tell us? What does this tell you as a senator?
Well, what it tells me as a senator should tell everybody in the state of Washington the same message. This is like a bank robbery where the People's Bank has been robbed, and now we're at the point we should have expected transparency, but now we're demanding transparency and accounting through an audit, and it doesn't look good. So at least our system now is trying to expose who the good and bad players of this, well, this bank robbery was.
Okay, and I have contended, you just heard me say it, I've contended from the very beginning that this has always looked like, at least in part, an inside job. They lowered the security threshold to allow the supposed Nigerians access to all of these accounts. They lowered it for a short time, and that's when these guys happened to come in and steal all of the money. They didn't report it for weeks to the FBI. They stonewalled the auditor for months. They stonewalled public records disclosure requests for months. If they are public servants, if their goal is to do their job, their fiduciary responsibility to us, the public, then every aspect of this sounds like an inside job to me. What about you?
Well, you know, I'm not going to go so far as to lay that claim yet. However, actions at this time have spoken louder than fraud loss. And what I mean by that is the actions and the conduct of the Employment Security Department is inexcusable. Absolutely. And for that reason alone, it creates the suspicion. When you do not fully comply with an audit or you keep secrets, it's not acceptable. And what I'm most afraid of now is we're kind of getting past that, and as you mentioned, Don, the leader of the group has been rewarded with the career advancement with the Biden administration. And you know, nothing personal, but leadership needs to be held accountable. And this story is, I believe, just beginning, sir.
Well, I do too, and I'll be shocked if it doesn't result in people going to prison. So what do you do now? What do you do to advance this investigation to try to either assuage the fears of people like me or to confirm the guilt of people within? What do you do to make this happen?
Well, the first thing we do is we never quit and we don't stop, because I'll tell you and your listeners right now, economic justice has not been served. And myself as an elected or anybody else, we should not stop until we seek this resolution. And I'm going to demand additional audits and accountability on this. Now, I'm not sure how that's going to look like, but let's look at the damage. The $1.1 potential billion-dollar loss, I mean, in a state that talks about equity and housing and whatnot, let's put this into perspective. $1 billion will build you 10,000 homes for two-bedroom homes at $10,000 or $100,000 apiece. So relative to not only getting caught with their hand in the cookie jar, it's not that their hand was in it to eat it themselves. Their hand was in the cookie jar giving the cookies to the wrong people.
Okay, and so why are all of these costs and expenses being passed on to businesses who are hurting from the COVID shutdown? I've talked to business owners whose unemployment insurance has gone up 5 times, 7 times. One of them sent me a copy of their statement. It's going up 20 times. So we have either incompetence or illegality at the top, whether it be Susie Levine, Jay Inslee, or somebody else within ES State. Why in the world do the people of this state and the hardworking, job-creating, tax-paying business owners, why do they have to pick up the tab for this absolutely shameful incompetence?
Well, unfortunately, our employment taxation for such a fund is based on a social justice type of economic input where everybody has to pay and share the losses. It's almost like, to some extent, an insurance where you spread the risk out. But now the surviving business operators and all of their hardworking employers, they're the ones that have to restitute this thievery. And, you know, as a legislature, we've come up with some good ideas to backfill and the reduction of, say, business and occupation rates or lowering of the rates. And I think that that's part of the solution. And we're not going to stop until we are able to somehow offer relief. But quite frankly, we still need to seek justice. It's simply not right to condone this, whether it's conspiracy or
well,
not.
Of course.
These wrongdoings
right.
need to be held accountable.
So let me ask
you. It could be in a court of law.
Is the FBI still involved?
Now, that I can't comment on because I just don't have that knowledge. I will say they should be as far as I'm concerned.
Have you ever heard of somebody in an operation, in any entity of business, losing $1 billion of their employer's money and getting a promotion after doing so? Have you ever heard of anything like that?
Actually, I have, and that happened with the director, the person we're talking about. I'm being a little snarky, but of course not. And it's not supposed to be condoned. It's not supposed to be acceptable. And I don't have a whole lot of nice words to say on that, you know, due to the conduct of the activity. And then to cast excuses. I've never seen so many excuses that came public in the audit that we weren't ready, we didn't know. And I will offer to your listeners the one thing that's still missing as I was raised with my family. Where's the manners? The very least, where's the great big I'm sorry to every worker and employer that contributed to this fund? We don't even have manners enough. All we have is deflection and excuses.
Well, and then I'll end with this. This is now a bigger fraud case than the Enron scandal of about 20 years ago. And I know a lot about this because one of my great listeners, who was one of the whistleblowers at Enron, she has been a whistleblower with this employment security fraud. So she knows the similarities between the two. This is now in dollar amount bigger than Enron. A bunch of Enron execs went to prison for what they did to the shareholders and for all the losses they created. And if people don't go to prison for this, I don't expect it'll happen because I think there's so much cronyism in this state. And I know that you are a Republican senator, but we are essentially a one-party state. And it just seems to me that Jay Inslee, Susie Levine, everybody involved, it is just one hand washing the other. And I'd love to know if this $1 billion truly went to Nigerians.
Absolutely. And the company that we keep doesn't necessarily equal out to responsible leadership. You've already talked about the control was stricken away and was given away to the governor on emergency mandates of this. And so the governor controls the on and off spigot of, say, what started the unemployment to begin with. However, those that are in charge, I personally won't rest until we seek some form of accountability and we can answer with a straight face to the people of Washington State that, yeah, they need to have some faith in their government again.
Yep. All right. State Senator Jeff Wilson, appreciate you coming on with me today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir, and enjoy your beautiful week.
All right. I am enjoying it.